Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, January 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We begin in Jordan, where three U.S. service members were killed and at least 34 injured over the weekend in a drone strike that President Biden has said was carried out by Iran-backed militants in neighboring Iraq and Syria. The president and the Secretary of Defense have said the U.S. would retaliate. The attack marks the first time that American troops have been killed in hostile action since the start of the Hamas-Israel conflict in Gaza, and also signals an escalation in fighting in the region. The years-long saga enveloping Chinese property developer China Evergrande has come to an end today, with a court in Hong Kong ordering the company's liquidation more than 2 years after it defaulted on its dollar bonds. We've learned that the liquidation order came despite an 11th-hour push by Evergrande's creditors to reach a deal over the weekend, though that failed to convince the judge, who ruled that, quote, the time is for the court to say enough is enough. And we are exclusively reporting that bolts needed to secure part of an Alaska Airlines jet that blew off midair earlier this month appear to have been missing when the 737 MAX 9 plane left a Boeing factory. That is according to people familiar with the matter, who also pointed to paperwork and process lapses at Boeing's Renton, Washington factory related to work on the plane's plug door. Those comments come ahead of an update that could arrive as soon as this week from the National Transportation Safety Board, which is probing the incident. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European shares are also mixed in early trading, while U.S. stock futures are wavering ahead of a busy earnings week. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.